at LK Mobile.
Hey Shane, how are you, sir?
Well, I hope you are.
I'm good, but now I gotta run all the way back over to Easley from Greer this morning.
You head that way, how do you go?
I'll be coming out Rutherford Road, hit Pleasantburg, and cut across 253.
53 right now, actually coming up to the light at 253 in Whitehorse, 25.
Right there at the QT.
You going to be in Easley all day, or just for a couple of stops?
I was over there yesterday. I got to run back over there today and drop off a scan tool that I was able to run down and locate for a customer.
That's on Wednesdays. How long are you there?
Usually till about 1, 2 o'clock.
You know, usually around noon, sometimes a little earlier, delivered to the post office over there, and then I cut over to Whitehorse and go to the Berea post office.
Now one day maybe we'll meet up and have lunch or something, grab a quick bite.
We'll have to do that. Got to be on a Wednesday though, I guess, because that's your only day there usually.
Usually it is.
Where I can eat, though, I got to be able to find a big parking spot.
Go with you.
A cheesesteak restaurant called Inky's. They were right there on 123, where the Chick-fil-A is. They were in that shopping center. And they moved off of Main Street in Easley, where there's an old building they call it the Silos. They're renovating. They moved over there, and I can't eat lunch there anymore. They had some good sandwiches, but I can't eat lunch there because I have nowhere to park.
About this sometimes is finding a place you can get in and out of if you do have to stop for something. Even sometimes for me, stopping to get fuel.
A few places that we tend to eat. The clock there in Berea is really good. If I'm running behind, I leave the post office. I can slip right in there. There's a couple places in Powdersville. I can park in the Walmart or behind Walmart and walk over and eat. So we kind of rotate. I usually eat, you know, with one or two of the other guys I work with. We'll meet up if we can. But other than that, it's pretty limited.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm the same way. A lot of times I just pack a sandwich and don't even worry about it. But I'm always game to stop and get a hot meal. Sandwich gets old.
For years when the kids were younger, I'd have one every day. And now that everybody's moved out, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to eat out every day now. I know it probably costs more money, but I'm not feeding four other mouths.
You can take a little bit for yourself now.
Yeah, talking to Ken, but I just woke up, so I didn't jump in there. Probably wouldn't have recognized my voice.
I'd already been up for over an hour then, by the time I started talking to him, on my way down the mountain. I get an early start this morning on Thursdays.
I asked you when you sleep, but maybe I need a little more sleep than some of you guys.
For me, I've just been this way my entire life. About 6 hours and I'm good. Any more than that, I generally get a headache and it doesn't do me any good anyway. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse.
Yeah, I get home a little later than you generally, I think. So that's part of it. We probably get about the same. Maybe I get a little more. But I'm with you there on the headache. I can't. Seemed like I'd always get one on Saturday mornings if I tried to sleep in when I was, you know, not working on Saturdays. I've never been able to sleep in like some people do. I usually end up with a headache like that.
If on the other hand, it ain't nothing for 12 hours.
Yeah, a couple of my kids could do that too. They, like, how in the world do you stay in bed so long? I've never been able to do that.
Well, my wife can do it. I'm up doing something. I might just be sitting there watching TV, but I'm up. I can't sleep anymore.
Okay. When I was working nights, I definitely didn't sleep more than 6 hours.
Me meeting there. I used to work swing shifts at DuPont, and I come home 6 o'clock and I was back up by 12. Then at work 6 that evening, work all night, do the same thing again. Or when he's on days, just the opposite.
So easily for one little hand tool, is that what you said?
Hand tool, a scanner. It's a pretty big purchase. I couldn't justify it for running over there for a wrench or something like that. I'd have to make them come to me. But this is a big enough purchase I can justify running back over there.
Worth it. Did I hear you say yesterday that Thursdays are your early days? You get off earlier?
Today I start earlier. I leave the house before 5 o'clock. And I'm down here at my first stop doing business, opened up, ready to go by 6:30. And then I usually won't leave down here till 6:30, 7 o'clock. So that's my longest day. And usually takes Friday to kind of recover a little bit.
Yeah, I did. I heard you say it's your early day. I was thinking getting off early, but that makes sense.
Maxing out that drive time, maybe just a little over it every now and then.
Fuel prices. Diesel went up in Berea. I didn't even pay attention when I drove through. I meant to. What is this now?
$3.49 over there. And not last week. Or, yeah, last week. Last Wednesday when I was over there with the excursion running around, it was $2.98.
Part there or the QT?
Both of them.
Yeah, this QT down here at near 85 has been was $3.39. It's actually $3.49 now. It would be $3.39, and then that QT there at 253 was $2.98, and then you go on down to Fars Bridge and it was $3.39. So I was stopping at that one, even though it's a little more difficult to get in and out of.
It's 3:39 over here in Greer, and I don't know how well you can hear me. I'm behind the Paris Mountain here on Rutherford Road, getting ready to pop back out on Pleasantburg.
The signal was fine.
Good. That means it's just me. I'm a little scratchy on receive, but if you can hear me fine, we're good.
More scratch in your signal, but it wasn't breaking up or anything, so it's perfectly readable.
Are you in today?
I'm the same every day. Start out over off 25 Augusta Road around Donaldson Center, make a couple stops there, go through Piedmont, make one delivery on the way to Easley, and then over to Berea. And then come back and pretty much make pickups back over the south side of Greenville. Occasionally they'll give me an extra stop that's, comes in too heavy to go on the package car, but it's pretty much the same deliveries and pickups every day.
It's easy. At least you know where you're going.
I've got one shipper that they'll ship out anywhere from 2 or 3 pallets, which is rare. It's usually at least a full trailer. They'll ship out one trailer on up to 4 or 5 trailers a day, just depending on how heavy their orders are, and they can get last-minute orders. So sometimes I have to scramble to get all those trailers back, or I have to tell them I can't do it, and they need to send somebody else out to make 1 or 2 of them.
AO4, HKX, that's a lot of packages, 4 to 5 trailers a day. I mean, I'm assuming that's the doubles, not the single 53-footer.
They're the 53-footers. Sometimes I'll have a 45 over there, but no, I don't drop short trailers over there. It's a full trailer.
A lot of packages.
They warehouse supplies for department stores. So, Belk's and JCPenney's and a bunch of others that I don't know of. And they can ship out pallets and pallets of, bags. All kinds of paper, any kind of supplies, cleaning supplies, that kind of thing. They'll get an order and it can go anywhere. They've got 3 or 4 warehouses across the country that they ship from. But in fact, one day I delivered I delivered a whole bunch of boxes from that same company about a mile from their warehouse, but it came out of Michigan, that same company out of Michigan.
Crazy to sit and think about some of the logistics that go into these companies and all the shipping and things like that that are going on behind the scenes that nobody ever really pays attention to.
And one, I mean, Southeastern, T-Force, which used to be UPS Freight. UPS sold out to a company called T-Force, UPS Freight. Saia, all the other ones, they're hauling, they're over there too, picking up two or three trailers a day as well.
My little pea brain, it's hard to think about all the volume of stuff that's going out of there on something like that.
Up from the Amazon warehouse in Spartanburg, we got three or four guys that just, all they do is just go over there, take an empty, and pick up a full one all day long. They just back and forth, back and forth. And that can go on, you know, that's just that one. And that's not counting all the other companies that are in there and their own drivers as well. So it goes on like that all over the country.
I hear this Cherrydale or 253 crosses 225 here in Poison Highway. Got to really pay attention to there.
Well, I'm just about at the building, so I'll let you go and let you concentrate. Good to hear you this morning, Patrick. Hope you have a good day, and maybe I'll hear you later on. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Good to talk to you this morning. Stay safe out there on the roads, and I'll keep an ear out for you on down the long. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.